What a joy it is to be here. It's been a great conference. My suggestion is that it goes on for another week because you missed last year. Let's just add a week to it, and that'll solve all of that. But some of you folks weren't too happy about that. I didn't hear any amens. And so I guess we will finish it up today. Take your Bibles. We have been in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 7 and verse 14. I think we've read that verse or gone to that place each service. And this is the theme that God has laid upon my heart. In Ezekiel chapter 7 and verse 14, we find these words: "They have blown the trumpet even to make all ready, but none goeth to the battle, for the wrath is upon all the multitude thereof." The trumpet sounded, but none goeth to the battle. And with Ezekiel, the great prophet, warning the children of Israel that had been living in disobedience and wicked sin, and following after the gods of the world, and it's really a picture of where we are today. We may not be taking our children and burning them to the god of Molech, but we sure are aborting them. And so it may not be that fire, or it may not be the exact same thing that we see in the Old Testament, but the principle is still there. Millions upon millions of babies are aborted and killed. And so we find wickedness. We look at during the life of Christ. And the Roman government and the Pharisees and the religious crowd hated him so much. Rome hated him because people looked at him as a king. Though he was not going to come, now he would have come to a king. He told his disciples he was going to set up his kingdom. But Israel, the Jewish people, did not repent and did not turn to God. And of course, God knew that. God knew what they would do. But one day, he will set up his kingdom upon this earth. So the Roman government hated him. They wanted to destroy him. They marveled. The leaders marveled at his miracles. They marveled at his knowledge and at his words. And oftentimes they wanted to see some miracle, like he was a magician, that he was going to perform something to entertain them. They looked for that, but they weren't looking to leave their sin. The religious crowd, they hated him because they were losing their power. They didn't want to follow him. They had already had their own ideas. And isn't that a picture of today? People have their own ideas, their own philosophies. And so it was a very difficult time. They had been carried away by Nebuchadnezzar into Babylon. And there were false prophets that kept prophesying. After a couple major battles in the temple and Jerusalem was not destroyed, these false prophets said, "Everything's going to be fine. We're going to go back to the way it was." Does it sound like today?
Yeah.
That everything's okay. And yet that third battle came where Jerusalem was destroyed and the temple was destroyed. And they were carried away into captivity. So the trumpet sounded, and I'm telling you today that the trump is sounding, giving us a warning from the scriptures, from the word of God. Not long ago, I was sitting in the church where all four of my children and their spouses and grandchildren attend and are members. And when we're in town, we go to that church, very large church. And it was before COVID, and they had built a new auditorium that would seat about 1,600 people. The auditorium was full of people. And a beautiful, absolutely beautiful church building. And so the choir was getting ready, and they were in the midst of their singing their song, beautiful, inspired song, and all of a sudden, the fire alarm went off. And we're all sitting there, the church packed, the choir singing, beep, 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 beep. The fire alarm was not in tune with the choir. But the choir leader was determined to finish the song. And I looked around, I'm sitting up in the balcony, and I'm looking around, all of my kids, but we were all sitting there, and I'm looking around, and maybe one person there and one person there got up and left, but nobody else. I looked down, nobody was leaving. Nobody on the platform said a word. The choir just sing along, beep, 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 you know, lights going off, and we just froze. We didn't know what to do. Finally, the pastor came in and stopped everything, and the choir director, why'd you do that for? You know, it kind of wasn't finished. It was hilarious. Said, we need to leave. But I'm telling you, about 5 minutes went by before everybody got up and left. So we all left. Oh, my. I happened to be in town the next Sunday. Ooh. It was like we were all sent to the principal's office, and we were in trouble. But really, we weren't in trouble. The staff was in trouble, and the pastor was in trouble. And the pastor got up, and he apologized. And he said, folks, he said, I am so sorry. He said, I should have gone over with the staff members of what we should do when that alarm goes off. And so he talked about it, and he apologized. So, okay, so we got that. Well, 2 weeks ago, they get up and they start this song. I really didn't like the song that they were going to sing. I'm sorry. I just didn't care for it. I'm sitting there listening. Okay, well, okay, it's not one of my favorite songs. Boy, the fire alarm couldn't have gone off at a better time for me, just for me. And people kind of didn't get up. I got up. I was told to get up and leave. I got up. I left. And a few other people. And then, because the same song leader tried to finish that song. He didn't learn from the last time. Finally, he stopped. Everybody leave. Well, then we come, the fire department comes, we're all outside, the fire department comes, and they clear it. We come back in the auditorium, and you know, this is a brand new $7 million building expansion. So everything's very modern. So we go back in, I walk back in, and I hear, everything is okay, you know, a recording. Go back to your normal activities. Everything is okay, go back to your normal activities. Okay. Everything is okay, go back to your normal activities. Over and over and over again. So we go back in the auditorium. Everything is okay, go back to your normal activities. And we're all sitting there. And the pastor comes up, and the pastor's wife is really, really, really sick. I mean, this is the third time she's had cancer. She had a 12-hour operation. They have been going through a horrendous, horrendous battle. And his last series of sermons, When COVID Meets Cancer, tremendous sermons. And you can go on the internet and listen to those, and I would suggest you do it. It was powerful sermons. So he gets up from behind, he gets up to the pulpit to start preaching. Everything's okay, go back to your normal activities. And it's overwhelming. This we're all sitting there. And he's trying to, in between them, trying to say something, and it's not working. My whole point of telling you this story is this. God has given us a warning. Don't just sit there. Just don't just sit there and listen to those false prophets who are saying, everything's fine, Jerusalem is okay, the temple will not be destroyed, the judgment of God is not coming. Don't listen to them. They're liars. They're fake news. They're not telling you the truth. That's the world that we live in today. Because they're trying to convince you and tell you what they believe, and everything's going to be okay, and we'll cancel out everything that's against what we believe, and any word that's offensive, we'll get rid of that, but everything's okay. Well, it's not okay. Just as God was giving a warning to Israel, God is giving us a warning today. This has been a trying year. Last year, you didn't have your Faith Promise conference. And it's been a strange year, to say the least. It was a year of uncertainty, year of great fear. And not just here in the United States, but worldwide. I mean, there's been wars. There's been the First World War, the Second, Vietnam, Korean War. There's been these wars around the world, but as far as I can remember, and looking through history, the whole world has been affected. The whole world knew what was going on. The whole world canceled everything and made people stay at home. Even today, in the capital, in Togo, West Africa, they're still not allowed to gather to have church. The pastor, the head translator of the Awe Bible, sent me a message through WhatsApp, and he said, Brother Ziner, please pray for us. Some of us preachers are meeting with government officials to beg them to allow us to have church service. We've been meeting in homes in very small groups, and if they found out that we were doing that, they would arrest us. But this is in Togo, West Africa. And for over a year, they've not been able to meet. And they've been struggling. And so this has been going on around the world. And so Satan has his plan. He said, listen, everything's fine. And he's just going to cancel everything, cancel church. And you know what's so sad about that? Many Christians have gone just along with it. Barna, that gives us a whole bunch of stats and things that's going on around the world. Barna says 1 in 5 churches will completely go out of business. They will sell their buildings and not have church anymore. 1 out of 5. Now, we're not talking about fundamental independent Baptist churches, but all churches. That's amazing. That is a lot of people. 1 out of 5. More than 1 out of 3 have stopped attending church. And that means they've stopped coming to church and they've stopped listening online. Can you imagine? Satan is happy. The false news, the fake news, Satan, the infidels, they're all excited and happy. We finally got them. But there's never been a time in our history. Oh, there's been a couple hundred years in the existence of the human race that there was peace in the whole world. Just a couple hundred years. In thousands of years, 6,000 years. Only a couple hundred years, possibly, peace on the earth. And so there has been wars and rumors of wars, and there's been battles and sickness, all because of sin and the character of man. Whenever man rules over you, we got a problem, a big problem. It could start out as a good man, but it doesn't always end up being a good man. Solomon started out really good. But when we look at the end of Solomon's life, you and I look at it and we read the scriptures and we take off our glasses, we scratch our head, we say, and I'm a preacher, and I look at his life and I say, I don't understand it. The wisest man on the face of the earth, and he does this? The one that had communication with you, the one that talked with you, the one that fellowshiped with you, the one that led with your blessings, and now all of a sudden he's embracing the gods of the world? How can that happen? It's because of the wickedness of the heart of man, and every single one of us have that same character, and we can fall right into that same sin. But God has saved us through his Son, and he's given us eternal life. And what a blessing that is. And so trips have been canceled. Our trip to Africa, to Paraguay, to Peru, to India, all of our trips were canceled. Couldn't go. But the work continued. The translation work, and with all of these men, COVID didn't stop them. They're continuing. Those people figured out somehow, some way, they couldn't have internet service like you have. Oh, what a privilege. We are so, I'm sorry, I have to use this word, stinking spoiled. I know I shouldn't have said stinking. Well, sometimes we do stink. But anyway, we are so spoiled. Sit at home in our pajamas. Guilty. I'm sorry, Pastor. I did. Connie and I were in our pajamas watching the service. Had such a privilege just sit there and listen to the sermon and all of that. Where these other countries, they don't have the internet. They were not able to do that. They wanted to come together. I wish, how I wish. You'll hear them one day. I wish I could take you to Africa and the places where I've gone and listen to these people sing. I wish I could show you their instruments that they make. I can't play any instrument. I can keep beat. That's about the only thing that I can do. I played the drums in high school, and they threw things at me. Ziner, keep that beat! Keep that beat! You know, so I know that. I know how to keep the beat or get killed. That's the only thing I know, but I wish I could take you there and show you these instruments that's all scratched up and they almost look like they're homemade, and listen to that beautiful music and listen to these women and these men sing their hearts out. I wish I could take you to Haiti, one of the poorest nations in this hemisphere, and go to a church service and hear them pour out their heart in singing and reading the book of Psalms, and how the book of Psalms gives them such great peace and contentment in the midst of great turmoil in their country. And see the big smile on their face because they have that blessed hope to know to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And yet we sit here with all the blessings. Yeah, my brother Ziner, we have so much corruption. I understand. But I want to tell you, they've been having corruption forever. And corrupted leaders that think nothing of killing their enemies and destroying them. Do you think that that's just happened in this century? That's been going on for centuries and centuries and centuries. And who has been dealing with this? The church. And the church marches on. And that's you and I. We march forward. And so even though you've not had a Faith Promise conference for 2 years, some of you have been very faithful in giving of your missions offerings. Some of you, I don't know, it's not been brought to my attention, but maybe some of you have increased how God has blessed you. Some of you, giving your faith promise, you thought, man, I don't know how I'm going to make it. But God blessed you and enabled you, and that enlarged your faith and increased your faith. So it's been a tough year. But God has helped us. There's a commandment that God has given us, many commandments that God has given us. But the commandment of missions, when God tells us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, there's nothing hard about that to understand. You do not need a theologian to come in here and discuss and to take weeks and weeks and weeks and months and write books, all kinds of books on when we see those words that God said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. It's very simple. And he made it simple. And he meant to make that simple so that we would understand that command. He said, go. In John chapter 20 and verse 21, then said Jesus unto them again, peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. Verse 22, and when he hath said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Who's with you? Well, my wife's with me today. My husband's with me today. My brothers and sisters are with me today. No, the Holy Ghost is with you. When you trust Christ as your Savior, the Holy Spirit enters into you. Did you hear me? As you walk down the road, as you have these thoughts in your mind, the Holy Spirit is listening to you. The Holy Spirit is in you. So what motivates us? He said, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. You and I can grieve the Holy Spirit of God by our sin. It's okay, I don't really care. Everything's fine. Go ahead and continue to listen to those false prophets. Even though the trump is sounded, even though the alarm is blaring away and you hear it, just avoid it. Don't listen to it. It'll go away and everything will be fine. I have a constant ringing in my ears. Right now I notice it because I told you I have a constant ringing in my ears. Most of the time, I don't even realize it's there. Now, I must confess, Connie probably will not listen to this video. I must confess that I use the ringing in the ear for an excuse not to hear her. Don't you dare call her up and tell her I said that. Because I don't think she's listening today. She's listening to another sermon. I hope she's not listening today. But the thing of it is, those that know what I'm talking about, because you have that same issue, you get used to it. It's still there. It doesn't go away. And for some reason, sometimes it just seems to annoy you more than other times. But you get used to it, church. Don't get used to the warning and doing nothing about it. Don't get used to the missionaries coming and telling you there's a lost and dying world. Unless we go and reach them, they're going to fall into the lake of fire one day. Be cast into the lake of fire one day. If you're not careful, you hear the missionary, you hear your pastor, you hear the teachers, but it goes in this ear and out the other. And you're falling asleep. And you know why? Because you have your own issues. Oh, if we could name all the issues today, it would probably be quite embarrassing. But God knows your issue, and God knows my issue. He knows exactly what's holding me back, and he knows exactly what's holding you back. Don't allow him to do that. We have a command, and that command is to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The reason for that, we find it in Romans chapter 3, verse 10. We're all sinners. He tells us exactly who we are. I think it's just a matter of time that the cancel culture is going to cancel the Bible. I mean, they're already talking about it. And they're probably listening to me right now, and they're probably writing down Romans chapter 3, verses 14 through 18. And they're going to read that and say, whoa, God can't say that about us. We're going to cancel the Bible. We're going to take it out of the library. Nobody's allowed to read the Bible. Wow. Don't be surprised. Are we not surprised where we are today? 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, we would have never dreamed in a million years that our country would be like it is today. We never thought that, but here we are. So it's commanded. The consideration, I'm asking you, would you consider missions? Would you consider listening to the alarm? Would you consider listening to the missionaries? Would you consider listening to the need of taking the gospel to the ends of the earth? One day, and I've been telling you this for years, one day I'm going to die. One day my job here on the earth will be finished. I don't have half of my life left. It's gone. I just have a few years. One day you will hear the news. Did you hear the news? Brother Ziner's gone. He died. One day it will happen if Jesus doesn't come back. I mean, I'm surprised. I hear this news all the time. Such and such. Somebody that we went to school with, they're gone. They died. I want to die serving God with all of my heart. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. But my intention and my goal is to serve Him and to live for Him and to love Him. So the consideration of missions, the collection for missions. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 1, we find these words. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the church of Galatia, even so do ye. All scripture is given by inspiration and is profitable. It's for our use. And those words were not just for the church at Corinth. They were for us. And who was this collection for? It wasn't for us. That's what your tithes and your offerings here for this church. It's for this local assembly to take care of the needs here. But this offering was not to stay in that church. It was to go someplace else. It was to help the poor saints. Paul talked about it several times of those that helped him, that brought him along into his ministry. And he thanked God for them. And so there's a collection that has to be made. In Acts 15, 13, and being brought on their way by the church. And that word brought is the same word as to assist them financially. So you're going to assist these 40 some odd missionaries that you support. You are assisting them on their way to minister to the people around this world. That's what this Faith Promise Conference is all about. That's why we ask you to pray and say, God, what would you have me to give and sacrifice? Why do you do it? Because you have great love to God. If you don't love God, you're not going to love these other people. It's just not going to happen. Oh, the commandment, the consideration, the collection. This offering is for someone else. And so I'm asking you that you would consider. I'm asking you to pray. And you'll have that faith promise card. And after the next service, after I preach and give the invitation, the pastor will come. And he'll make a few comments and we'll look at that card and we'll mark that. And as we've said many, many times before, you will cast your vote about what you're going to do towards the heathen, the pagans. I know that's a word that they're trying to cancel. We don't want to call people pagans, but that's what we are, and heathen, until we're born again in the family of God. Now we're the children of God. And so you will cast your vote. And I pray that this church will continue, will be able to continue supporting the men that are already out on the field, those that are seeking their support to get to the field, and even the new ones that will come by and say, preacher, pastor, would you please allow me to come and present the need that God, or the burden that God has placed on my heart. Now, we're not all the same. We're all different. And all of these missionaries that come, they'll be different, right? I mean, we're all different. There's some things that you like, some things you don't like. Brother Springer probably loves the big and tall men shop. I could care less. You know, it doesn't really appeal to me. When I see the big and tall man rack, I just walk right past it. I don't salute it. I don't say, oh, wow, look at the big and tall men stuff. Isn't that wonderful, amazing? Oh, it's awesome. Nope, I don't even give it any attention. They probably feel bad when I do that. But I'm going to tell you, we are part of the body of Christ.
Yes.
Tall, short, bald. Why did I say that? It doesn't matter. Good looking, ugly. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Whatever we are, God wants us, we are part of that body of Christ. Amen? Now, most of us are on Facebook. We see things on Facebook. We see wild things. Wild things. I'm thinking of this young lady in Florida down by my sending church, and she puts wild pictures. Almost every week her hair is a different color. Now, I don't make fun of people's hair. I don't make fun of anybody's hair. I don't care what color it is. But it did look weird. It does look weird. But she's always trying to impress. And it's hard for me to make a comment on there. I see these comments, oh, you're so beautiful. Am I blind? I think they're just trying to be nice. So we live in a messed up world. But you and I can make a difference. Will you listen to the trumpet as God warns? Father, thank you for this time. Continue to bless this conference as we finish up today. May you receive honor and glory from it. If there's someone here today that comes that does not know you as their Savior, oh God, please, Holy Spirit of God, speak to their hearts. May they not leave without knowing 100% that if they were to die, they'd be in your presence. May this church participate even at a greater point, at a greater number, at a greater depth, at a greater devotion in this faith promise giving. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.